This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has attended a ceremony to mark the first anniversary of Bucha's liberation from Russian troops who had occupied it for nearly a month at the start of Russia's invasion. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
In his speech, Zelensky solemnly declares, 1 year has passed since the day when Russian occupiers were forced out of our city, Bucha, the city about which the world did not know yet, about which the world will never forget. We will not let it be forgotten. Human dignity will not let it be forgotten. Zelensky handed out medals to soldiers and other officials, and also attending, Moldovan President Maia Sandu said, democratic states must work together to ensure that these atrocities are investigated and punished. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In the first criminal case against a former president, former U.S. President Donald Trump has been indicted on charges involving payments made during his 2016 campaign. Charges center on payments made to silence claims of an extramarital sexual encounter. Prosecutors in New York investigated money paid to porn actor Stormy Daniels and ex-Playboy model Karen McDougal to keep the women from going public with the claims that they had sexual encounters with Trump. Trump, who's running for the White House again in 2024, called the decision by a Manhattan grand jury to indict him political persecution and election interference at the highest level. In an interview, Alina Haba, an attorney for the former president, says Trump remains strong.
When we understood that there was an indictment, he took it. He, I think, was disappointed in the state of our country, as he has been for the past couple years, frankly. And this is just another example.